This is St. Louis Public Radio. The artist whose portrait of Michelle Obama went viral this winter is showing her work in a solo show at Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis. Artist Amy Sherald says she's filling in an art history gap by painting African-Americans seen in everyday moments. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked Sherald how she finds her subjects.
Going to the grocery store, going to the gym, or sometimes just driving up the street, I might see somebody walking down the street in the opposite direction, and I'll pull over and run after them. So just random circumstance.
So when you're creating the portrait of the First Lady, did you go about the project like you do with a subject that you found on the street and tapped on the shoulder and said, I'd like to paint you?
I did, yeah.
Was she a good sitter?
Yeah, she was excellent. I mean, she's used to having a camera on her, so it was great. Like, yeah.
So one of the things that has happened since folks got a look at that piece is that photograph that went viral of the little girl who's in the National Portrait Gallery. She's 2 years old.
Yeah.
She's gazing up with just a sense of wonderment.
Mm-hmm.
And the story was that she told her mother that that lady up there must be a queen.
Yeah.
And I want to be a queen too.
I got to meet her. She's very cute.
You met her?
Yeah. So after they moved the painting, I met her there. And since they moved it upstairs, it's one of the kind of cavernous pavilions that they have. And she ran up to me and she's like, you painted Michelle Obama. And I said, I did paint Michelle Obama. And she said, yes, you did. And she's like, this Michelle Obama's castle. So she thinks the National Portrait Gallery is her castle.
Do you remember seeing that photo when it popped up online?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I shared it on my Instagram.
How did you feel?
I thought about the moment that I had when I went on my first museum field trip and saw a painting by Beau Bartlett, and he had done a self-portrait of himself as a black man, and just how stunned I was to see that image, because I don't think I realized until that moment that I had never seen myself in a painting before.
Right, because as a discipline, portraiture traditionally has a strong association with the patronage system and essentially white European aristocrats.
Right.
Is part of your artistic project to reclaim some of that space?
It is about reclaiming time. Yeah, it's reclaiming space and time, and just putting as many images out there that I possibly can.
Mm.
Yeah, in the course of my lifetime.
To the broader point, you've described your work as a whole as reflecting blackness in America.
Yeah.
Would you unpack that a bit?
Well, you know, I consider myself an American realist in one sense or the other. And for me, when I looked around at art that was being made by, say, my contemporaries, and I looked at the American art canon, I realized that there was an absence of images of just black people just being black, you know, just an image of them being themselves. And I think that's really important. Because of the absence of people of color in the art narrative, though, it makes a different kind of statement. So it's not the same, but it can be read in many different ways. Our presence still changes the way that people see themselves and the way that people see places.
Walking through the gallery looking at your work, it's very striking that almost without exception, the subjects are looking right at the viewer,
mm-hmm.
inviting or maybe even challenging the viewer to engage with that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a big part of what you're going for here?
It is. The gaze is really important. My subjects are no longer under the gaze of other people. They're there to meet your gaze. And so, you know, if you look at a lot of European paintings, if there is a black figure in it, they're usually adoring the white woman in the painting, or they're there as a prop. And so the people that I paint are there for a specific reason, and it's to meet your gaze and to interact with you.